You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Ben James and I've just came third in the Equitrek Elementary Silver National Class on Diva Clapton Banks Prima Donna.
Well done, congratulations. How's it gone for you today?
Really well. I think we were lucky with the weather and, you know, all the setup outside, it was good. It's very relaxed down there. She went superb. Whenever I go into the arena, she always comes to life. I've just got to make sure we, you know, keep a top on it because she gets really excited. But she was fantastic. She gave me so much. It just shows that since last year, when she won the elementary bronze pet plan, how much she strengthened and how much more advanced she's become. She felt fantastic today.
Could explain to us the journey compared to last year. We obviously spoke at Hartbury last year. Compare the journeys from your preparation and your way through compared to this year as well.
Yeah. So from the summers, my aim is then to build up my points to qualify for the winters. So I do a few shows and try and get my points, but mainly at home training. I spend a lot of time with Tessa Thorne and David Trott, and just working different movements, exercises to strengthen her. She does a lot of hacking as well, a lot of hill work, walking up and down hills. All the horses have a very varied workload. And we've started working on advanced medium now. She's done a couple of shows. She was super, but there's still a long way to go. But days like today proves to me that we are capable of doing it and climbing the ladder. Obviously, my ultimate goal is Grand Prix with her. It'd be fantastic to get there. She's a really exciting horse to ride.
And she's beautiful, and she knows it. So that when you say you keep a lid on the excitement, we saw a little bit of flair of that in the prize giving there, didn't we?
Yeah, she knows when she's centre of attention.
Absolutely.
She can warm up and be really quiet and easy, and as soon as you go into the arena, she knows that it's all about her then, and she gets excited, and it's really good that she enjoys her work. She's not a horse you have to encourage to do something. She's really enthusiastic and wants to work, and the harder it gets, the more she uses her brain, and she's really exciting.
Lots of potential then for the future.
Absolutely,
you hope.
Yeah.
Still loving dressage, because we spoke about the bling last year.
Absolutely. More bling all the time. Shiny boots. I love it, yeah.
That's the difference from eventing, isn't it?
Yeah, never go back.
No,
love
really.
It, yeah.
No, well, it looks like you've clearly got a knack for this anyway. So tell me about the support that you've got here this weekend.
So support throughout. Like, my friends and family are a massive support to me from, you know, helping. Just encouragement, helping with the horses. My dad's fantastic. He mucks out every day. So good. And then I've got some sponsors that really, really do help me. Sue Carson for my saddles. Spillers are just fantastic. The horses look fantastic. All their advice is just second to none. It's the best. And just everyone, really, like, everyone's supporting me.
And in terms of BD, the kind of support and the network and the sort of the various classes that you can go into and everything behind the scenes, how are you finding that from it? Different from eventing, but how are you sort of finding the progression through?
I think the new tests they've brought out, it's very encouraging to get you climbing the ladder. They all flow well. I've ridden in some judges' training with the new test, and I like them. I think it's great what they've done. I think it's definitely a good move. BD, you can get on the phone to BD. They help you so much. There's not a question they can't answer. And I ring about anything, you know, dates, you know, am I eligible to qualify for certain classes? They always help. They're really good,
yeah. Makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here we are, first time at this new venue. It's not a new venue for many because it's obviously an established event place, but how are you finding it?
Absolutely amazing. I always look forward to Hartbury, but this is definitely on par. It's great. I really like it here. It's really well run, and the horse just seems so happy. And that's the main thing.
One class down, any more to go?
I have a medium bronze pet plan class this afternoon. She won the area festival medium to get here, so I am confident that she can do some really good work. But, you know, however it goes, I'm really happy with the horse. She gives me so much.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.